This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. One more review. Whirlpool, right? I'm very disappointed with this product. I must buy a new washing machine, and this one is only 3 years old. Bearings are shot, and the repair would be $400 plus. I will not buy another Whirlpool in the future, and neither will my friends. No, I would not recommend this to a friend. This is just anecdotal evidence of what's wrong with America. Accountants are destroying the United States of America. Example, Sears. Sears Roebuck and Company. Get these new accountants in there in the 1970s. They destroy one of America's finest institutions. It used to be awesome. Good, better, best. Sears had it. No matter what you wanted, you could buy it. Now, it's a joke. It's a joke. The question is, are they going to be able to survive through the end of this year? Maybe they'll make it through Christmas. Maybe one more Christmas. But Sears Roebuck and Company is on life support. So is Kmart. And so are a lot of other companies who decided that, you know what, we will not pay attention to our customers. We will ignore our customers. We'll sell them crappy products. We'll fleece them. We'll fleece them. And everything will be good. It'll be good. We'll make more money. And so what do? Do you buy an LG Gold Star? Well, I know someone who bought one of those. The front loader leaks all over the floor. Well, of course it leaks on the floor because it's a front loader. A top loader is the way to go. Okay? So what else happens with a front loader? Well, on the spin cycle, it starts walking across the floor. I guess that's a... You know, what did the engineers say? That's not so bad. We'll just glue it down. That's all you do. Glue it to the floor, and it won't walk. I mean, who thinks of this stuff? Who thinks up these defective products? Who approves these defective products? And, oh, it's got to be the accountants. It's got to be. Because no engineer is going to say, you know what? My designs are no worse than anybody else's. I'm a crappy engineer. So let's use my design. I mean, nobody would say that. Engineers are usually proud of their work. But it's the accountants, I believe, who are taking the material out of the product, like the steel. You look at a dishwasher today and look at the frame. They used to have frames. Now they've got these little stamped steel pieces, and you go, where's the frame? Oh, heck, we don't need no stinking frame. It's a dishwasher. And how long do they last? I don't know, but ours is made by General Electric, another crappy company, and the dishwashing basket, you know, where you put your dishes, it's all worn out, and it's rusted. So how much is a new one? Oh, about half the price of a dishwasher. That's nuts. That's where we are today, Rich.
Well, yeah, you talk about accountants destroying America. We could also add lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers. Basically, what you're talking about is you're getting into the edge of our economy. And the powers that be need to have forced obsolescence because they need to increase the velocity of money. They have to give the impression that things are looking good. And we've talked about this for hours and hours and hours, and I know I have alone. But when you look at things like, I don't mean to be simplify the economy, but when you look at auto and housing getting lower and lower and lower in subprime mortgages with not just housing, which has been going on with auto loans for a couple of years now, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we all know that when auto and housing goes, so does the economy into a recession. And we're at the point in America that we have to stop asking, what are they going to do? What are the Keynesians going to do? What are the central bankers going to do? What are the politicians going to do? What are the powers that be behind the political correct tools going to do with group identity politics? You know, for the past 200 years, we basically had a recession every 4.5 to 5 years, okay? And now we're going on 10 years with so-called best bull market economy. What a bunch of crap. You know, we've had QE, we've had stock buybacks, we've had central bank purchases. I've talked about this for hours over the air. You look at the Swiss National Bank, they're printing money out of thin air by pressing buttons. And they buy our stocks, and then we, the taxpayers, ship over $1 billion worth of dividends and profits to them. And now they own probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $90 billion of U.S. stocks, plus bonds, a.k.a. debt. And how can we pencil this out to be common sense and logic? That's where we are at in America. I mean, you tell me, Vince, let me just give you some data, and you tell me if this looks like we're in a healthy economy. And that's why this is all dovetailing on poor quality, on creative accounting, and all the things that you talked about. Now, tell me if you feel that this is healthy. You mentioned General Motors. General Motors pays 4.1% dividend yield, yet their cash flows are negative. Okay, let's look at the Treasury yield spread. I've talked about this for hours again. Look at the 2 and 10 yield. That's what a lot of people look at. Okay, the spread is somewhere in the teens as far as the basis points go, okay? So the last time this happened was in 2007. Do we all know what happened in 2008? See, this is all smoke and mirrors. How about big companies like Coca-Cola? They pay its investors more money than the business generates. So they go into more and more debt, same with the stock options, and these illusions are becoming more common with a lot of companies. Now, this is probably a week and a half year old data. I think I mentioned this before. According to the Wall Street Journal, 60% of corporate debt issued by the Russell 2000 is rated as junk. Junk. And 25% of the Russell 2000 firms don't make money. Now, you tell me if in an era where we have P.E. ratios that are higher than the Great Depression, and we have big tech purposely censoring, surveilling, manipulating, getting rid of followers, comments, likes, changing search results, changing definitions of common American words. Can you tell me we are in a good economic economy? Can you tell me that the little people are doing well? Can you tell me that debt is not through the moon and savings is in the basement? I mean, with what I just told you in that, what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, are you surprised that that the big corporate oligarchies are putting out poor quality and using China and India and Vietnam because we can't hire labor anymore because of political correctness, because we've had so many decades of someone telling a joke in the hallway and people sue because someone got offended? And we can't even run a business in America anymore. Do you think that women or elderly or kids or people in general are being, or blacks or Hispanic are being liberated because they have to go back to work? No, it's because our deficits are through the roof, government spending's through the roof, the paychecks and benefits of government workers and pensions and all this, these government promises are unaffordable. We have increased subsidies to colleges and healthcare who are manufacturing inflation through the roof to the people, increased welfare and food stamps, and people taking out of the kitty and not putting into the kitty. And I use that example all the time in the realm with the example, analogy, if you will, of Social Security. You put into the kitty, you take out of the kitty. Well, our economy in the 50s, 60s, 80s, even 90s was much better than it is today. Because you don't liberate people when they're forced to work. And at the same time, you don't liberate people when there's 100 million people out of the workforce who are living on pennies. Liberation is not welfare and food stamps. That's slavery. That's keeping people from their dreams, from their goals. That's socialism. And when we go full-fledged socialism, communism, tyranny, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, all the isms, whatever you want to call them, you are going to see America change so quickly, because you're going to be told what to do, what to say, how to think, and who to do it with, and at what time to do it, and where to live. Because if we lose our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, where millions of Americans have fought and died for our freedoms, liberties, and so-called justice, where there isn't any, because everything is by group identity politics today, things are going to get a lot worse. We are on that edge, folks. This is why I'm redundant on reading up, researching up, speaking up. That's the only way we're going to wake up, and then we need to vote up. We have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And again, don't be fooled by the left-right paradigm. Realize that it's all a game. And the Democratic, the headwinds that we have for our future rates of growth in this stagflationary, deflationary economy is not going to be good. They're rigging the game. Everything is speculation and hedging. Solvency and liquidity for the bottom 93% is going to be a huge issue. And the only way we're going to get out of this, if we can, is to be prepared. And we have to understand that it's more the aristocracy controlling the serfs. And with the future, with these economic headwinds we have for future rate of growth, with demographics, debt, credit, that's why I talk about yield curves often. That means credit is collapsing. Pensions, valuations, all these government promises, the global corporate household debt, everything. If we don't wake up and realize that we're being played by the elite, and they're making sure that they have what they want. Why do you think I talk about all these practice what you preach laws, standing for principle, self-sufficiency preparedness schools? I mentioned last week on the air about that Ferrari that went for $50 million. How come none of these big gazillionaires, multimillionaires, and I'm not talking someone who has a $2-3 million net worth. I'm talking about, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billionaires. Why aren't they calling and saying, let's help the American people with self-sufficiency preparedness schools? Let's think outside the box. Let's relearn 19th century skill sets. Don't dovetail them to 21st century technology. It's not left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy controlling you. This.
We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Appreciate it, Lewis. In class, over the years, I've had a lot of really neat cars. And two of them happened to be Volvo station wagons. One was a 740 turbo wagon and a 940 turbo wagon. I use those in our business, and they're great vehicles. But let me just read a couple Volvo ads. And one of them shows a Volvo station wagon on a line with a Lamborghini. The Volvo station wagon is by itself right next to this Lamborghini hooked up to a cargo trailer. And it says the basic idea behind the Volvo turbo wagon. So what they're saying is the Volvo turbo wagon is kind of like a Lamborghini with a trailer. You know, you can haul your stuff around in. And then there's another Volvo ad, and they had great, great marketing campaigns back then. And there's a picture of a Lotus and a Volvo station wagon. And it says what to do when your family outgrows the Lotus. Okay, there's another one. I'm looking for that. And it says, to a radar gun, they look exactly alike. And it's got the Volvo wagon and a expensive, high-performance race car. Okay, there's another one that's let's see if I can find it. It's brilliant. It says talks about disposable income, and it shows a Volvo, and the words are something like this: for people who think that none of their income is disposable. So they're talking about value, okay, with these Volvos. Another one is for people who actually believe a car's price should bear some relationship to its worth. So those were some of the Volvo slogans. Well, here's what happened. Well, at some point back in the 90s, Volvo started changing the material used for the wiring harnesses, and they would just disintegrate. It was a really common problem. So Volvo technicians were dismayed after, and this is, I'm reading from 240turbo.com, 240turbo.com, it's a Volvo website, says, why do the wiring harnesses need to be replaced in Volvo cars? Years ago, Volvo service technicians began noticing severe problems with the main engine harness near the ignition coils. In 1992 and later, Volvo 960, S90, and V90 models. The cars are equipped with a six-cylinder, 24-valve engine. I began to get emails from concerned technicians. Volvo technicians were dismayed after discovering these problems and then finding that Volvo was demanding highly inflated prices for the 960 main engine harness up to $5,000 apiece. So what happened was, so for this lousy wiring harness, people were sending their Volvos to the salvage yard. All because of, oh, maybe 100 feet of wire bundled into a wiring harness. It's ridiculous. It's just one more example of what used to be considered a great car company, first quality car company, disintegrating their wiring harnesses through cheap manufacturing methods, causing people to junk their cars. So you take a whole car, and it's so expensive to fix it because of a crappy wiring harness. That's just one more example of the fleecing of the little people. And I had one of these. I had one of these Volvos. It wasn't the one they're talking about, the six-cylinder. I had the four-cylinder. And the same thing happened in the wiring harness of them. Bottom line is, companies are doing this stuff to us. And whoever would have thought that if you buy a car 15 years later, the wiring harness would disintegrate, and it's so difficult to fix it because it crumbles, the insulation, that the wire's short out, and you can't drive the car, and now you have a piece of junk because it's $5,000 to fix it. Who would have ever thought that? Would you buy a car from a new car lot knowing that it's going to fail in X number of years? Would you do that? Well, that's the way it really is. I'd love to hear Rich Eden's comments when we get back. You have any in 10 seconds, Rich?
Well, Vince, no. We don't have enough time. I'll get it.
All right, on the other side. On the other side. More of what Rich Eden's talking about. The fleecing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has begun on Capitol Hill, but gets off to a rocky start. First, several protesters had to be ejected from the hearing room. And then Democrats began efforts to delay the proceedings, claiming Republicans are withholding documents on Kavanaugh's background.
I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of
Mr.
Judge
Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed.
Tropical Storm Gordon continues to close in on the coasts of Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida's panhandle, currently with winds of about 65 miles an hour, but expected to grow to a hurricane by the end of today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Last day. God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I mentioned Volvo, which used to be a fabulous car company. And they appeal to the educated, to the discerning customer of theirs. And then they decided they were going to make lousy wiring harnesses. And I had two of these vehicles with these two lousy wiring harnesses. And it's really difficult to fix them because you have to replace all the wires. How many is that? Like all the wires. Because they literally, if you hold them in your fingers, they will crumble. The insulation will crumble, and they'll short out. And it can be when you're driving. It can be on the highway. It can be in your driveway. It can be at any time. Absolutely frustrating. And that's Volvo. So Sears, Volvo, General Motors, take your pick, Whirlpool. All these companies are giving the shaft to their customers, to their customers. And they think it's okay. And it's not just them. It's like any business. What, you know, it's almost like, Rich, it's almost like people sit around in the conference rooms at the highest levels of these companies, and they say, so what's the worst thing we can do to our customer? Okay, let's do it. Because they've got no choice. Because if they don't want to buy our Chevrolet, they'll switch to Chrysler, but they're doing the same thing we're going to do. And so is Ford. And so is Volvo. So where do you get a good car? I don't know. I don't know. Your thoughts, Rich?
Well, it's a new description of Murphy's Law, where the law of diminishing return meets Bernie Madoff. And, of course, that's a little tongue-in-cheek, but everything, as the bars of standards and expectations go down for getting a job, like I always say, it has metastasized like a cancer into the quality of our products, into our work ethic and everything else, because nothing matters. It all depends on what group you're in. That's the only thing that matters in America. So it's just like subprime auto loans, since you're talking about cars. You know, you lower the bars of standards and expectations for lenders, skipping income verification, things of that nature. Basically, who takes it in the shorts and gets stabbed in the back is the little people. The little people, again, doesn't have representation, has no protection on the law, has no restitution on the law. But think about what we need to be prepared for in the future. You look at, you know, America's always been a leader in so-called economy and GDP, and have given many definitions about how those books are cooked, including unemployment, including inflation and CPI and all this stuff. I've talked about this for hours. But just to skip over it, you look at what's happening in a lot of the more developed nations. You know, China, you know, they could have a higher GDP than us by 2025. There's 43 countries already in the world that has the cheaper labor cost than China. So China's middle class is growing and ours is shrinking. And that's one of the reasons they don't need to buy our debt anymore. So when more and more countries sell our treasury bonds and don't need to buy our debt, and our world reserve currency becomes irrelevant, and there's no more petrol dollar, whether it be for oil trade or just commerce in general, what's going to happen? And I'll tell you right now, America's lifestyle is going to decrease dramatically. And you think it's bad now during this so-called greatest bull market of history, which is the biggest bunch of hooey. You know, what we're going to have to do for the little people, and that includes me and you, Vince, we have to start preparing for the future with words like frugality, living below your means, knowing the fine line between needs and wants, self-sufficiency, learning those lost 19th century skills, dovetailing them with 21st century technology. We have to bring back our mentor-protege relationships, our teachers and educators. Basically, we can't have anybody teaching our youth who doesn't have 15 years of successful private sector experience. We need to start teaching practical experience in lieu of theory. These are the things that we're going to have to start thinking about regarding our future, because if we just talk about all the things that's happening and don't talk about the ideas and solutions to help the little people along the way, we could have social unrest, we could have race wars, we could have all this stuff. We need to start thinking outside the box, but getting back to relearning common sense, logic, rationale, words that have escaped the English way of life. And I think if we can be prepared for what's happening and give some of the tools to the little people, like We've talked about before, Vince, buying land together, creating databases of like-minded people, people who can't afford to buy land. We get them together in a room or over the computer, and we give them ideas and solutions on how to share capital resources and tools and skill sets and cross-train one another and turn the land into a hobby farm and sell it down the road. And everybody walks away with a proportionate amount of earlier negotiated terms, and it turns into a job as well as a lifestyle. So these are the things that we need to start doing, and because not everybody's going to be a computer coder, and not everybody wants to be. And I'll be honest with you, we're losing our perspective and balance between too many things that made us great. And the biggest balance, especially with our youth, is the imbalance between nature and technology. The average child spends 7 hours a week outside. That should be unacceptable. We need to get people back into sports more. We need to get people outdoors, hiking and camping and getting back to nature and getting them learning botany and thinking again. People look at my website and they say, well, Rich, I don't hunt and fish. You don't have to hunt and fish. I give tours on edible and medicinal plants. I'm into the outdoors and nature and ornithology and dendrology and silviculture and you name it. I love everything about nature. And if people could get back to it, I think we can cultivate thinkers in lieu of the powers that be wanting to cultivate and groom followers. Vince?
Wow. I totally agree. And I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it right now. Last couple of weeks, we bought 4 vehicles here at the farm. 4 vehicles. Do we need them? No. Absolutely not. So when you talk about we need to learn how to think again, well, here's what happened. I'm going to tell you about these vehicles very briefly, and I'm going to tell you why the person sold them. And these were all advertised, you know, that you could buy them. They were on the Internet. So we bought a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer for $600. So we bought this truck for $600. Why? It needed to have the transmission worked on. How much was the Trailblazer new in 2006? $27,000. We bought it for $600. We bought a 2000 Mercedes-Benz ML430. That's the SUV all-wheel drive. How much are they new? Back in 2000, between $35,000 and $65,000. We paid $500 for it. Why? It needed tie rod ends replaced. 4 of them and an all-wheel alignment and tires. We bought a BMW, a 2000 BMW 528i for $700. Why? Because it had a blown head gasket and the owner couldn't fix it. And so she had it worked on by a guy who couldn't fix it either. So the engine was taken apart. And how much was that? $39,000. What did we pay for it? $700. Bought another BMW just like it. $39,000 new. Paid $1,000 for it. Why? What was wrong with it? Well, the ignition key and lock didn't work. And BMW wants so much money for the ignition key. They have these electronic type keys. And you can only get them at BMW. That the person couldn't afford to get a new key for the ignition. So they sold the car. Think about that. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine, you know, saying, yeah. Can you? I'm so furious. I mean, I'm glad we got it. I feel terrible for the person that sold it to us.
Pardon the interruption, buddy. I got to throw something in here because I have this conversation with a lot of people quite often, and that is so many people, they buy the snowmobiles, they buy the UTVs, they buy the ATVs, they buy the cars, they buy the boats, they buy this, they buy that. They can afford the initial price, but they forget about the maintenance, the taxes, the insurance, especially with having all these big structures on your property. You're taxed by your square footage of your structures, okay? People need to start thinking about the future in the cost of keeping these toys and so-called lifestyle. The more you have, the more you have to maintain it and keep it and spend for it. And that's part of living below your means. Vince?
You're absolutely right. So let's talk about this BMW for $1,000. I mean, really, can you? I'm not kidding. It needed an ignition key. And the problem with that is if the key doesn't work, you can't put it in ignition, turn the cylinder to unlock the steering wheel. So this gal, literally, we went to look at it, and the key, she pulled it into her parking space where she lived in an apartment. She pulled it into the parking space and couldn't get it out because the key didn't work. The key didn't work. And it was too expensive to have BMW replace the lock cylinder and the key. The other one, literally blown head gasket. Incompetence by the guy who tried to fix the head gasket. Didn't know what he was doing. So he left the engine apart. So what's the answer to this? Well, another BMW. So he bought another BMW. So now we have a BMW to take the engine out of, sell the seats, sell all the parts of the doors, the windows, and all that. It'll probably bring $5,000 selling it for parts. And we'll be able to take the engine out of it and fix the one that has the blown head gasket. Because the guy destroyed the engine working on it. What I'm saying is a little bit of knowledge, you know, just learning, leaning over when someone's working on the vehicle, say, wow, mind if I watch? Mind if I learn something? Would that be okay? No one's going to say, no. You can learn, you can watch, and then you can do what we're doing. And you can buy a $500 vehicle that was new at $65,000.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I guess, Flash, you can hear the frustration in our voice, but very quickly, in the last few minutes we have, no one works on tires the way I was trained. They're really rough on them. They don't use lubricants when they mount and dismount tires. They tear up the bead. I hate it. But you can't tell people how to mount tires anymore because everybody knows everything, especially these young people. They take shortcuts, and they're rough on your tires and my tires. So I bought a tire machine. I bought a used one, top of the line. But it's rust-colored, just like everything else we have here. And then no one balances tires the way I want them balanced either. And they use weights on just one side. And the tire's not out of balance on just one side. It's out of balance on lots of both sides. Okay, so I want to balance them right, but I can't get anybody to do it. So what did I do? I bought a tire balancing machine. Well, how much does a tire balancing machine cost? Well, about the kind I bought, $10,000. Did I buy it for $10,000? No. What did I pay for it? $400. Why? Because I bought a used one that no one could figure out how to hook up. It uses three-phase electricity, and most people have split-phase. So how do you hook up three-phase when you only have 240 volts? Well, I guess no one else was willing to figure it out. Well, I did. I bought a device called a static phase converter for $80. So now I have a $400 balancer with an $80 phase converter and $100 worth of other parts, and I've got a balancer for less than $600, which would cost 10 grand. All you have to do is think about it and say, yes, I can. I can figure this out. Let me do some research. Let me get on the Internet. So what's the next step? Well, I need to buy some tires. How many do I need right now? I need 8. So how am I going to do that? Am I going to call a tire company? No. I'm going to become a tire dealer. When's that going to happen? Thursday. That's what I do. So now I'm going to be able to buy tires wholesale and mount and balance them myself. And then what's going to happen? Well, we already have people coming over here saying, hey, can you sell some tires and mount them and balance them the right way? Of course. That's how it works. And you can do it too. Rich?
Yeah. Well, regarding anything under the category of self-sufficiency, I make people realize that you don't have to do it all. You don't have to know it all. You know, like I picked, I looked at the CPI and inflation, and I realized that they don't include energy and food as two of the big things. So I decided to make those two my pet project on how to change my lifestyle, creating my own energy with a solar array and harvesting my own food, whether it be hunting, fishing, raising animals, gardening, harvesting edible medicinal plants, the whole works. And I love all that aspect of nature and self-sufficiency anyway. So, you know, don't feel like you have to learn everything. I say pick some things that you have knowledge in, that you have interest in, and especially that you can give advice to other people in if you hone those skill sets. And that's what it's really all about. And take it from there. But I think the more rural you go and the less urban suburban you are, you have a better chance on checking off some of those newly acquired skill sets, if you will. Vince?
Well, sure. I mean, so you have a leaky roof and you say, well, let me call the roof guy. Well, why not get on the internet and look up how to fix a roof? Maybe you can do it. You know, maybe you're young enough, maybe you're agile enough, maybe you know some people who are willing to do it, maybe you can borrow a ladder, maybe you have a ladder. You know, don't get rid of those tools that were passed down in your family. Don't get rid of them. I mean, I have shovels from my grandfather. I'm talking about shovels from the 1920s. We have them. Why? Because we know we're going to need them. We just don't know when. And yes, you can do it. So I can't imagine hiring somebody to paint our house, inside or outside. I can't imagine. I can't imagine calling an electrician or a plumber or a heating guy. It's all on the internet. You can look it up. And if you spend the time, you can figure it out. You really can. Did I know about three-phase power before I knew about three-phase power? No, I didn't. But I know enough about it now to hook up the tire balancer. And guess what? It works. And it works perfectly. And that's what you can do too, class. So we're not here complaining. We're telling you what the problems are and how we are solving them. One at a time. Rich Even, thank you so much. Best of all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.